morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Jake Walker. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. My guest is Prudence Caskey. Is that right?
That is Caskey. Correct.
All right. She is the 4-H Extension Agent for Santa Rosa County. Talking about the Santa Rosa County Fair and Livestock Show coming up soon. Get more details at srcfair.com. Prudence, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's nice and brisk outside.
It is.
It's feeling good.
Yeah, it's sort of cloudy 1 minute and then sunny for a second and then cloudy again. So it's just going to be that kind of day. Had some storms roll through last night. I remember waking up briefly during them. So wild weather, but we're starting to get into spring. It's fighting us, but we're starting to get it tracked down there. So the Santa Rosa County Fair and Livestock Show, what can we expect with this? When is it, and what are you going to have there?
Well, it's going to start this Friday out at the Santa Rosa County Fairgrounds, which is north of Highway 90 over by the Sheriff's Department. And we have a new entrance. So if you've been there in the past, you've taken that first ride over the railroad tracks. But now there's great signage to get you. They've made a new road this year. And so it takes you right back into the fairgrounds, right up to where the June 8th arena is. And on Friday night, we're going to have our goat show. We've got 48 total exhibitors over the 2-day period. And they're going to be showing the goats on Friday, and then Saturday is the big livestock show that we'll be having with our 4-H and FFA youth.
Wow, awesome. And that's, you said that starts this Friday?
Yes, the goat show is going to start at 7 p.m. on Friday, and then the festivities will kick off Saturday on the 6th at 9 a.m., starting with our market animals.
Mm. Goats are very popular when it comes to, especially the little kids. I've got a buddy of mine, his little daughter, she's 2 or 3, and they take her to our zoo here at Gulf Breeze a lot, and she loves the goats there. They have baby goats, and they took her to, I guess it was the Houston zoo. It was this huge zoo in Texas, and they had all these animals and crazy stuff, and they said, well, how did you like the zoo here as compared to the one back home? And she's like, they didn't have goats.
So gotta have goats.
Yeah, you gotta have goats for them to love it. So, that'll be really, really interesting. So, what else is going on? You said the next day they're going to have other animals. What is
yes,
that?
So at 9 a.m. out at the fairgrounds, we're going to start with 20 market swine. And that's going to be followed at noon by our market steer. And then that will just roll into our next shows. And that'll be followed by our prospect steer, then our heifers and cow calves.
Mm, cool. Is there a cost for this?
Is no cost. Mm-hmm. We've been calling it youth livestock show and open air market because we're going to have some vendors out there as well, and as well as our community exhibits. And Friday is really going to be the judging of our new competitions that we have this year. So we've got a lot of cool competitions for our community to enter their wares in. And so we'll have a nanner pudding or banana pudding, however you say that, competition, as well as our spring baking championship. We're kicking that off this year with a 3-layer cake competition, as well as a pound cake category. And then we'll have jams and preserves, and sweet dill and bread and butter pickle. So 3 different pickle categories as well. And that judging will happen on Friday night at 6.
Mm. Do we have any celebrity judges? Anybody might know? Or
no, we did not go with celebrity judges. So each of the fair board picked a judge that will be coming out. So it is your peers from Santa Rosa County that will be judging, and this year we're opening it to Santa Rosa County residents to enter in this competition. As we grow next year and years to come, we may spread out to Escambia and Okaloosa, and maybe in the Panhandle like we do with our market youth show. But right now we're doing Santa Rosa County for our first year, Santa Rosa County residents.
Hmm. I grew up with 4-H in school, and I was able to participate in a camp in the summertime. There was talent shows, and I think I was on the horse judging team. I mean, we did all kinds of stuff. But for those tuning in this morning that might not know a lot about 4-H or maybe FFA, explain a little bit about 4-H. What does 4-H do? What does that provide for our youth?
Okay, so my elevator speech is that 4-H is the largest youth organization in the world. Wow. We work with youth that are ages 5 to 18, and we give them hands-on education. So I always use the example, we don't give them a recipe to read and say, this is how you bake a cake. We crack eggs. We measure out flour. We make the cake. We learn by doing is something I'm sure you remember from being in 4-H.
Oh, yes.
We learn by doing. Mm-hmm. And so the youth in our program in Santa Rosa County experience a lot of different types of activities. We have, some of the kids will call it the indoor 4-H, where we have the sewing, the cooking, that sort of stuff. We also have our youth that raise livestock. And 4-H is a little different from when you and I were in 4-H. And we have robotics and drone piloting programs.
What?
Yes, all sorts of cool technology stuff.
I always get to the party too early or too late.
No,
I'm
you could
you.
Still come to the party.
Well, okay,
so we're
right.
always looking for volunteers that may be interested in being in a club. And starting a club, we need those volunteers to help share their spark. So whatever interests they have, we have some that have started a sewing club with our youth and teaching them how to sew. And they started just straight line sewing things, and now they're making those curves, and they're really advanced, and it's really exciting to see them progress.
Anything that gets our young people out of their tablets and out of the screen time and get them actually doing something with their hands, I'm totally for that. 4-H provided me, I remember specifically at the extension office in my hometown, we had a public speaking event where I had to get up and do a speech. And I remember that being a turning point in my life. I had never spoken in front of a crowd and didn't know if I could do it. And 4-H, provided that platform and that that encouragement to do that. So, 4-H and FFA, it really changes people's lives. It really changes the course of their life. So what made you get into 4-H,
Well, I grew up in a small town in Central Florida called Mazark Town. It's about the size of this room. And we raised poultry. My grandfather had about 2 million leghorns, and so we had poultry. It was kind of, it's in our blood. And so we did 4-H with poultry. And as the years progressed, we went to our summer camp like you did. Mm-hmm. And we have a camp in Niceville, which is Camp Timpucci. So youth are still going to summer camp. Mm-hmm. We also, my twin sister raised a steer, and I raised some swine. And we did all of that through our 4-H program. My 4-H agent was Bill Hill, Mr. Bill Hill, who is now just recently last year was inducted into the Florida 4-H Hall of Fame because he's that awesome. And I just have great memories of learning the correct way to do things. He was always very supportive of us and encouraging. And so when I was in 4-H in Hernando County, I'm one of those that bleed green, they say. So I've always been in 4-H.
Nice.
Even between becoming the agent, I was a volunteer. So I've always been in 4-H.
And we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the volunteer aspect to where people listening can know where to go to volunteer and the types of volunteering they can do. And we're still talking about the Santa Rosa County Fair and Livestock Show coming up this Friday and Saturday. Go to srcfair.com for more information. My guest this morning, Prudence Caskey. She is the 4-H Extension Agent for Santa Rosa County. It's a Pensacola Expert Panel. If you have questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
When Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare talks to people about health insurance, they tell him they worry about having quality health insurance and their finances. Pete knows he will help with both. People are paying huge deductibles and premiums with Obamacare, but you can get a health plan with exclusive benefits and features. There's no deadlines. Enroll anytime. Only Choice Healthcare offers freedom of choice on your medical providers and a zero deductible on all outpatient coverages, including surgery. If you're under 65 and in decent health, protect yourself and family. Call Pete and save 30 to 60% with better coverage. This is the best non-Obamacare plan available. Call Only Choice Healthcare at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. It's the only choice. Onlychoicehealthcare.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. And I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel live Friday mornings at 9 a.m. and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Gulf Coast VA will host a free PACT Act enrollment benefits event Saturday morning beginning at 8 at the Pensacola VA Clinic. State and local political representatives and vet-owned businesses will be there. The United Way is celebrating 100 years. Join them for their Glitz and Gallop Kentucky Derby Gala Saturday at PSC. See UWWF.org for more information. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. 9 to 11 every weekday here. We have the Pensacola Expert Panel. My guest this morning, Prudence Caskey. She is the 4-H Extension Agent for Santa Rosa County, talking about the Santa Rosa County Fair and Livestock Show coming up this Friday and Saturday, April 5th and 6th. Don't miss it. Go to srcfair.com for more information. Prudence, thank you so much for being here this morning. We were talking over the break. You wanted to go back and re-hit the public speaking aspect of 4-H and tell us more about that, right?
Yes. So one of our projects that we do in Santa Rosa County, a lot of our counties in the state participate in what many, many people still call Tropicana public speaking. And because Tropicana, sponsored it for many years, and now it is public speaking powered by Florida Power and Light. So all of our 4th, 5th, and 6th graders in Santa Rosa County participate in the public speaking competition, and they select a topic, they research that topic, write a speech, and then deliver the speech in their classroom in front of their peers, and then we have a competition for the school winners. So it goes from classroom to the school, and then the school winners compete at our county competition, which will be at the end of this month. And it's, we have about 5,000 youth that participate in that project during the year. And we just really enjoy allowing those youth to do that. And it always humbles me because I'm kind of the MC when we have our countywide competition, and I hate getting up after some of these 4th and 5th and 6th graders are such excellent speakers.
Yes. Yeah. Some kids these days, they make me feel very inadequate in my intelligence because I'm like, how young are you? How do you know these words? What are you talking about? Especially when it comes to AI and all this new technology these kids know. But one thing I really noticed when I was in 4-H was, you know, I was a kid that was inside all day. I was a musician, you know, I was playing drums in the garage, or I was on the Nintendo or watching TV. But when I started doing 4-H, I was going to livestock judging. I was getting out on farms. I was going to all these places, and it just taught me something about this other part of the world that I didn't even know. And it gave me a respect for farmers and what they do and for the sacrifices their families make to make sure that we have clothes on our back and food in our bellies, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and especially with the public speaking aspect, that teaches kids, you know, self-confidence and self-worth and, you know, how to deal with anxiety, because back then, you know, anxiety was not a word that we used a lot. We just thought, oh, well, I'm just nervous because I have to speak in front of people. But it taught me how to deal with that and to get over that. And I was able to get on stage and play better because of that. So lots of great things that 4-H can teach us. How long has 4-H been around?
4-H has been around since 1902.
Wow.
So it's been a minute, mm-hmm. and it's really an excellent program. I know we had spoken during the break about some of our own experiences in 4-H, but a lot of people, when they think of 4-H, they think cows, plows, and sows, and that it's for farmers.
Right.
But it is in Santa Rosa County because we have such a rural community in our county, but it's also not just that. One of our other large projects that we do in the school system with our teachers is embryology, which is one of my favorite things because it's hatching baby chicks in the classroom. And okay. So it's a lot of fun. We get to actually worked with Michelle Barlow at East Milton Elementary School last year, and this was her brainchild, and we've implemented this at all the other schools where we set the incubator up in the library because all the classes throughout the week are in the library at some point.
Right.
And I get to be the star of ITV for those 3 weeks of the project. So we record the lessons and the candling of the eggs and get to see that as the baby chick develops in the egg, and they just love it. So it's neat that it's not just one classroom or two classrooms. It's the entire school that gets to participate.
Wow. We've mentioned, I'm sure, some of your favorite aspects of 4-H, but what, if you had to pick one, what is your favorite part of your job, of what you do with 4-H?
Well, that's a tough one. You didn't prepare me for that question.
Sorry, yeah. Went off the script there.
So I really do enjoy working with the youth, of course, and we work with the youth a lot through our volunteers, and so I'm kind of a little bit removed from that. But when we get to work with the youth, we have several state events that I get to participate in, and I'm with youth from all over the state, and just watching those youth grow and learn and overcome those obstacles like the anxiety of public speaking and getting on the stage and saying things in front of others. I really enjoy working with the youth and seeing that. But working with the volunteers and trying to find, when I say they want to share their spark, some adults look at me like, I don't know what my spark would be. I have no idea. And so finding that with our volunteers and getting them to share that. A lot of our volunteers for the livestock show this weekend are former FFA members and former 4-H'ers that is their spark. Yeah. And even though they're in their early and mid-20s, they're volunteering and allowing the current members to experience that and have that, just that passion passed along to the youth.
For somebody who might be interested in volunteering, what is the best way? How can they reach out and contact you for that?
So we're at the Santa Rosa County Extension Office, and they can call that phone number, which is, of course, 850-623-3868, or they can reach Santa Rosa 4-H on Facebook as well. And if they're in Escambia County, they could just call the Escambia County Extension Office, because I know Brian Estevez, the agent over in Escambia County, my counterpart in Escambia, he would love to hear from new volunteers as well. We're always looking for those people that are willing to share their spark with youth.
All right. Go to srcfair.com for more information, talking about the livestock show coming up on Friday and Saturday. We're going to take our last commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. April is Autism Acceptance Month. Join Autism Pensacola Director Mary McClellan and guests as they talk about the different events going on this month. Autism Pensacola is the leading resource center and community connector for autism support, advocacy, and education. Learn how you can help create a more autism-friendly Northwest Florida. That's this morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. My guest this morning, Prudence Caskey. She is the 4-H Extension Agent for Santa Rosa County, talking about the livestock show coming up Friday and Saturday. This weekend, go to srcfair.com for more information. If you want to volunteer, reach out to the Extension office. What was that number again?
It is 850-623-3868. And we're on Facebook as well, Santa Rosa 4-H.
All right. And I'll put that information in the notes for the podcast. That'll show up on the Pensacola Expert Panel podcast page. Go to News Radio 92.3 to find all of that. Prudence Caskey, thank you so much for what you do, for influencing our youth and making such an impact here in our county.
It is truly my pleasure.
Listen
thanks for
on
having
air
me.
At 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.